Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to TAFSA to TAFSA Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about being perfectly flawed. If you're a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. And my page is www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Now, I watch a little TV every now and then, and there is a TV character on a show who is described as being perfectly flawed. Now, on the surface, if you look at her, she pretty much has it all together. She's very successful in her career. But, like most of us, she needs work. She is not perfect. There are things going on in her life where she needs to step back, take a look, and figure out how to grow and how to learn from her experiences. Now, while she's only a TV character and she may be fictional, there is some truth to who she is. So when it comes to being perfectly flawed, that's the approach that I want you to take as a first-year college student. Now, think about it. You've never done college before. Most of the times when you do something new, you're not that great at it, so you have to work to get good at it. So if you can think about being okay with being perfectly flawed in college, I think it might help you. Because in all honesty, if you were already prepared for whatever profession you choose, you wouldn't need college, right? You could go straight from high school to being an engineer or being a medical doctor or being a teacher or being a journalist or an attorney or a sports writer or even a major league athlete, right? Most people have some type of things that they need to help develop them. So think of college as an opportunity to grow and take it for all that it's worth and all that it can be. Now, if you believe me when I say this, your first question may be, okay, how do I do that? Well, first and foremost, I want you to be okay with admitting that you do not know everything and that you need work. All of us are works in progress in some way, form, or fashion. That goes for college students who came before you, that goes for college students who will come after you, and in this moment, it also applies to you. So first, admit you don't know everything and that you need work. Now, when you admit these things, what I want you to do is almost behave as though you know nothing, and you're open to suggestion. Your professors, your TAs, upperclassmen, these are all people who can help you, and they will suggest things. Sometimes you'll want to do them, and sometimes you won't. Either way, take heed to the suggestions and try to incorporate them into your daily life and your study habits. Now, if you are okay with the suggestions, that means you're going to have to write multiple drafts of papers. You may have been able to crank out a paper in no time in high school and earn a wonderful grade on it. Well, most times that's not the case in college. You will have to write a rough draft and a second draft and maybe even a third draft before the final draft. And every time you submit something, you're going to get some feedback. That feedback incorporated to help make your writing better. You're also going to have to spend multiple hours outside of class studying. Again, high school may have been a breeze. You may spend a total of 2 hours a week. And as you know from this program, I'm asking you to spend 2 hours outside of class or every hour inside of class. Also, if you are okay with being perfectly flawed, then that means you'll get assistance in the form of supplemental instruction, tutoring, going to office hours, making appointments, having your documents reviewed, because perfect people don't need those things. And since we're not perfect and we're all growing, we have to find ways to get that information. Lastly, try to focus on understanding concepts and not getting the answers. Getting the answers may have been what you did in your former life. And yes, high school is your former life. But now you're a college student. You've had a semester. You really have an idea of what works and what doesn't. So when you are going to get assistance from people, a lot of times they'll want you to understand the concept. Try to focus on that. And if you do those few things, I think you'll have a much better experience in college, but you first have to deal with not knowing everything and understanding that you will have to do a lot more than you probably did when you were in high school. So as I close, I want to remind you that you're going to be pushed in college, and sometimes you'll be pushed to your limits. As a scholar, and I am calling you a scholar now, you should expect nothing less than that. Demand a quality education, and a quality education means that you will push yourself, you will allow yourself to be pushed, and you won't look for the easy way out. When you get pushed is when you figure out exactly how strong and how tough you are. So be okay with that, I ask of you, just because it'll help you grow. You can be a better scholar, and ultimately better prepared for whatever field that you're choosing. So keep all of those things in mind, because going to college can be hard. And I can say from experience as a student and as a teacher and now as an administrator that when you are challenged for the first few times, you're going to push back because it's not what you're accustomed to. But don't shy away from hard work. Don't shy away from struggling. Don't shy away from being challenged. Welcome it and think of every challenge as an opportunity to be better. That's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, you know the drill. You can submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a personal email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. Also, getting a little better, updating my blog. So you can check my blog for more suggestions, the tasseltotassel.blogspot.com. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be Show Up and Step Up. Now, let's get college ready.